Love, betrayal, and the power of a kiss. And here to tell us about the love story of Etain and Mither is Dr. Kelly Fitzgerald from the School of Irish, Celtic Studies and Folklore at UCD. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this is a story I'm not familiar with. Etain is like Aideen.
Aideen, yes,
and,
yes.
I don't know what the modern equivalent of Mither would be, but...
I don't think it really carried through, but it should maybe perhaps be revised because he's quite the man in this tale.
He certainly is. Now, he was staying with his foster son, Angus Og. Angus Og was constantly in battle. And while he was there, what happened to him?
When he was there, so again, a bit of a backstory of how Angus came about and got Brú na Boinne. He stole it from his would-be stepfather with the help of the Dagda. Now, Mither came to visit his foster son and
got embroiled in the fighting
and he lost an eye. Now Mither is a king, right, of the Tuatha Dé Danann, of all of those, so the compensation for that, even though the eye was healed, would be quite large.
So what was his prize for was his compo?
The most beautiful woman in Ireland.
Who was?
Aideen. Yes.
Now, there was a complication. He was there. He met Aideen, fell madly in love with her.
She was amazing. Yes.
Now, he already had a missus at home.
Yeah, I think this brings us back that early Irish society was not monogamous and he had his primary wife at home. So he spent a year staying with Angus and getting to know his new wife.
But then it is time to go home.
It's time to go home after a while. He must have worn out his welcome.
Among his baggage is Etain.
Etain. And he has Fulvnach, his wife, at home. And Fulvnach welcomes Etain into the house and shows her, look at these are your lands. This is the fabulous home. Come, this is the bedchamber. And when she brought Etain into the bedchamber, she turned her into a shower of rain, which turned into a pool of water on the floor.
So she became a puddle, basically.
She became a puddle. The jealousy of a wife.
So what?
Don't underestimate it.
So she's a puddle. What happens then?
Well, so this puddle is right in front of the fire. So the heat of the fire warmed up the water and turned her into the most beautiful jeweled fly you had ever seen.
Now, what happens to the fly?
Well, for a while, this fly just hung around with Mither. And it just had an affection for him.
And did he know the fly was...
Oh, he knew.
Okay.
And Fulvnach then knew as well. So that wasn't good enough for her. So she then had to turn and send this fly off, and it travelled for over 1,000 years.
She conjured up a storm to blow the fly away.
Yes,
fly being a tiny little creature. Mm. So blown away and flying around aimlessly for 1,000 years.
Yes.
Until
she comes into the world of humans, into our world. And this is kind of perhaps the image that is most well known for here, is that she lands into a drinking cup, a glass, of the King of Tara's wife. This king's wife, the queen, drinks this and becomes impregnated with Aideen. And Aideen then is born again into this world.
My goodness, I know a low lady who swallowed a fly.
Yes, exactly.
And then she gave birth to Aideen again.
Aideen again, yes.
So what happens now?
Well, Aideen grew up. She was raised like a princess and she grew up. And then again, the king of Tara, or the would-be king of Tara, needed the most beautiful woman in the world. And it was, of course, Aideen. So he takes her home, marries her. But all this time, Mither, lurking in the background, from the other world, having a view into this world, sees where his wife has gone to.
And becomes mortal.
And becomes mortal to bring her back to the other world. Now, Echad, her husband here in the natural world, wasn't going to have it. He thought he could fight Mither. But you don't mess with the other world.
So there was some contrivance whereby he was going to kiss.
Yes. So this is it. Mither comes into this world and they play a series of chess or a series of board games where the compensation keeps on getting more and more. And finally, Mither asks Echad for a kiss from his wife. Now, Echad is not going to fall for this. So they act as if they can, protect the house, protect the fort, don't let Mither get near his wife. Well, that's very bad sportsmanship. That is not what a gambling man would not respect that. didn't matter. Mither was able to come through the roof, come down and kiss Éadaí.
And then all her memories of the past return.
And she knew her love.
And she abandons the hubby and off she goes.
Off she goes. Back to the other world where she probably belongs. Because again, that kind of imagery of mortal man marrying a woman from the other world, it just never works either.
What a tale. What a tale. Kelly, thank you very much for joining us. The love story of Éadaí or Éadaí and Mither. Dr. Kelly Fitzgerald from the School of Irish Celtic Studies and Folklore in UCD. Thank you very much.